ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 50 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इस्कॉन. द प्रीवियस फ्यू वर्सेस हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड द क्वालिटीज ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज एंड दिस वर्स describes how he gets all those qualities. By his intense Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes full of all good qualities. In many places in the Vaishnava literatures, there are descriptions of the wonderful qualities of devotees. In the Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, several places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the qualities of different devotees are described. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has listed 26 qualities of devotees. Now this doesn't mean that everybody, every devotee is all the same. Some devotees manifest some qualities more than others. And Krishna is pleased with the different qualities of his devotees. So we can see how much we are advancing in devotional service by how much we are developing the qualities of a Vaishnava. Of course, as Prabhupada describes in the Nectar of Devotion, a devotee doesn't have to try separately to develop all good qualities. For simply by developing pure devotion to Krishna, all good qualities will come. Prabhupada gives the example of vegetarianism. Being a vegetarianism is certainly better than being a non-vegetarian. So Prabhupada describes that it's not necessary for us to make propaganda to try to make people into vegetarians. If we try to make people into devotees of Krishna, then when they become devotees, then automatically they'll be vegetarians. And indeed, all good qualities without the quality of Krishna consciousness is not anything very special. Just like to be a vegetarian, Prabhupada often described, that is not such a wonderful thing. Because even the monkeys and pigeons are vegetarian. So the real thing is to be a lover of prasadam. It's not very difficult to be a lover of prasadam. There are many people who have become attached to Krishna in the form of prasadam. Prabhupada one time, he was laughing and saying that, I caught you all by prasadam. There are many, many prasad leelas. There used to be one magazine published by our society. There used to be one section, Confessions of a Prasadam Addict. Once someone used to write the column, Confessions of a Prasadam Addict. How he used to get up in the middle of the night and steal the Mahaprasad. Anyway, we're not recommending that you do that. We're talking about the good qualities of the devotees. So these qualities, they are the decoration of a devotee. Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanam. Kapila Dev says, the qualities of a devotee, they are the decoration of a devotee. And we see that all devotees, as they go on advancing, they develop more and more wonderful qualities. And these wonderful qualities, people can notice that devotees are different because of their qualities. Of course, they know that we're different just by our appearance. But when people come to know us more, they know that it's not only the dress which is changed, but that we are different people. Prabhupada used to describe how people would come to him and ask, are these followers of yours, are they really Americans? Because they seem to be from a different planet. We never saw people like this before. We never saw any happy people before. In New York, at one of the airports, they used to arrest our devotees who were distributing books. So the devotees were in kami clothes. So how to catch them? The new policemen, they were told how to find the Hare Krishna devotees. You have to find someone with a hat on his head and this big bag on his shoulder. And he'll be talking to somebody and showing them a book. And the real thing, you can know it's a Hare Krishna because he has this big happy smile on his face. So if you see anyone who looks very bright and happy and peaceful, arrest him immediately. Yeah. But actually, they became astonished that we arrest these people. Sometimes we beat them, but they keep on coming back. Just like one of our devotees, Pragosh, he used to distribute books in the Chicago airport. So, every so often, about on average about once a week, someone would come up to him and without saying anything, punch him in the face. So in the beginning he used to get quite upset. But after some time he thought, well, it happens all the time. So what used to happen, it was different people, just some people, they're such demons. They see distributing books, they'd come and punch him. Not him, everybody. So what used to, every so often someone come and punch him. And he'd just go like this. And maybe his books would be full. He'd pick up his books and go on distributing books. And people saw this, they became astonished. Then they'd buy more books. Because they would wonder, what is it? What is it that makes these people go on? Same thing, our devotees in the early days in London, they didn't have any books. They were only doing Harinam Sankirtan every day. They'd go out for 8 hours every day. And in the cold and rain, maybe not as cold as Moscow, but cold enough. So people could understand, these people are very dedicated. That time they had no money. They used to go to the vegetable market and take the old rotten vegetables and cook them. So people are impressed by this dedication. They can understand that there's something more to these people than just some sentiment. And actually, even though people may in the beginning criticize, they come to respect us. There was in that film, Your Ever Well Wisher, we see that one scholar, I think it was Thomas Hopkins. So he met the devotees in New York in the very early days of ISKCON. So he was a scholar of Indian culture. So he heard there was some American Krishna Society and he wanted to go and find out more about it. So when he met the devotees, he found they were very enthusiastic, very determined, very committed. But in those days, it was just the devotees, they didn't know much about Krishna consciousness. So this man was a scholar. He had a lot of theoretical knowledge about Krishna consciousness. So he couldn't understand how all these devotees were so committed to Vaishnavism when they didn't seem to know hardly anything about it. But then he described, when I met Srila Prabhupada, then I could understand. Srila Prabhupada is a vastly learned scholar. And he's not only a scholar, but a very profound devotee. So this scholar could understand that Prabhupada had given the essence of bhakti to all these devotees. So even in the beginning, the devotees philosophically, they didn't understand so much. But because of the tremendous transcendental qualities of Prabhupada, they were convinced about Krishna consciousness. And even today, to all the devotees, practically more important to them than the philosophy of Krishna consciousness even, is the personality of Srila Prabhupada and his qualities, which convince us that Krishna consciousness is reality. Prabhupada was very much loving and considerate. And that he was, because of that, he was able to gather so many people to come to him. People had faith in Prabhupada because they knew he loved them. There are so many examples of how Prabhupada was so much considerate. Like once one of my godbrothers told me that he was doing night duty guarding Prabhupada's room. This is at Hyderabad farm where Prabhupada was living in a very simple cottage. So this devotee was staying awake at night and chanting his rounds. But his rounds were pretty spaced out. So Prabhupada was inside translating his books. But Prabhupada came out and Prabhupada sat down with that devotee, just sat on the step. And he spoke to him very kindly about the importance of chanting your rounds nicely. Prabhupada started chanting japa with him to encourage him to chant properly. So here was Prabhupada. He's the acharya of the Worldwide Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he's engaged in the most important work of translating his books. But seeing one of his many, many disciples, actually not very well-known or important disciple, struggling to chant Hare Krishna properly. Prabhupada, he took the trouble to take time with him, to help him. So that devotee, afterwards, because he was quite weak in his Krishna consciousness, then after some time, he went away from the serious practice of Krishna consciousness. But he could never forget that personal kindness that Prabhupada showed to him. Because he knows that even in the whole world, because in this world, no one loves anybody else. But he feels very happy knowing that even if nobody loves me, Prabhupada loves me. So we're talking about love of Krishna. That love of Krishna, that means real love. There is no love in this material world. What is called love is an illusion only. But Prabhupada came and he showed us that there is love beyond the bodily attraction. And although Prabhupada preached very heavily, but he preached not to condemn others, but to uplift them. Of course, this is a pushing movement. It is not simply a sentiment. Prabhupada said, "My Guru Maharaj is pushing me. I am pushing you, and you must push others." So it is a pushing, but that means pushing back to Godhead. So discipline must be there. Sometimes pushing means we push to do something which our mind we may not like to do. But that pushing is not like the pushing of the karmis. In karmi life, the boss pushes the worker, work, work, work. Or the wife pushes the husband, bring some money. It's all based on sense gratification. So that pushing in Krishna consciousness, that pushing is based on love and affection. Just like Prabhupada told Prabhavishnu Maharaj when he was going to go to preach in Bangladesh. He told him to preach with the courage of an Englishman. Because he's Prabhavishnu Maharaj is from Britain. And with the heart of a Bengali mother. Of course, all mothers love their children. Bengali mothers, they're just so affectionate. So it's very difficult for our Bengali devotees to get out of Maya. They all love their mothers too much. So anyway, both those things have to be there. One has to be strong for Krishna. Unless one is strong, one cannot preach. Unless one is strong, he cannot resist the attack of Maya. One has to be strong, one has to be disciplined. At the same time, the heart has to be soft. Because, you see, just like yogis or jnanis, they're also very strict and disciplined and strong. But because they don't develop love for Krishna, their heart simply becomes hard. So a devotee is strong, at the same time very soft. Just like Prabhupada would preach so strongly against all kinds of nonsense. But when he saw people coming among the old, thrown-out, dirty plates looking for some remnants of prasadam, then the tears came from Prabhupada's eyes. So a devotee should be neither so much hard that people are afraid of him, nor so much soft that he's simply a foolish sentimentalist. He should be hard as a thunderbolt, soft as a rose. Krishna also recommends in Bhagavad Gita like that. Advaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karana evacha. One should not be envious of any living creature. He should be a well-wisher and merciful to all. So in our Krishna conscious movement, this is not simply theoretical. Just like in Christianity, they say peace on earth and goodwill to all men. But they have no practical method to be peaceful or to have goodwill to all men. But devotees, they practically practice goodwill to all men by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, by chanting the holy names, by distributing prasadam. This is real goodwill to all men. And by engaging in these activities and simultaneously going on with one's sadhana, one advances in Krishna consciousness. He develops all good qualities. Just like when we're distributing books, if we simply do it like a machine, we can't do for many days. When we're distributing books, if we just distribute, I have to distribute so many books today, without any higher thought, then we can't do it for many days. But if we meditate on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness as we're distributing, then we gain the strength to go on and on. If we consider that these people who we are approaching, they are eternal servants of Krishna. They may appear to be karmis, nasty people or whatever, but actually they're all eternal servants of Krishna. But they've forgotten that by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I have the chance to be Krishna conscious. Let me give these books to others so that they may also get the opportunity. This is their chance. If they don't take to Krishna consciousness now, before they leave this human body, then they will have to go down, down, down very badly. So like this, there are so many nice Sankirtan meditations. And in every sphere of Krishna consciousness, deity worship, cleaning the floor, managing the temple, if we continue what we are doing while remembering why we are doing it, then gradually we will advance in Krishna consciousness and naturally we will develop all good qualities. Just like, for instance, sometimes a new book distributor, he's very enthusiastic, but he doesn't have deep, mature realization of why he's doing what he's doing. And in his immature enthusiasm, he may harass people or act in a way that is not proper for a devotee. But if he goes on distributing books and prays to Guru and Krishna for the intelligence to do his service properly, then gradually he will get all intelligence and deep realization. He will develop all the qualities of a Vaishnava. So these qualities of a devotee, they are not something theoretical or sentimental, but they can actually be seen in the persons of advanced devotees. So let us make this our goal of life, to become advanced devotees and to spread Krishna consciousness to others. In one purport in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes that a pure devotee, he can deliver others. So Prabhupada writes, "We therefore request all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to become pure devotees so that they can deliver others." So let us try for that. Let us read Prabhupada's books regularly and read the descriptions of the great pure devotees, their wonderful qualities, just like Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Shivananda Sen, Rai Ramananda. So many great devotees are described. And we can take inspiration from their qualities. We can learn how to behave in Krishna consciousness by learning of the behavior of the pure devotees. In this way, our behavior will be pleasing to all, pleasing to Guru and Krishna, and pleasing to everybody. In this way, we'll experience more and more the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and others will notice that, and they will also want to get that. So let this be the motto of our lives. Prabhupada once said that if you have any ambition, actually, devotee shouldn't have any ambition. That means he shouldn't have any material ambition. Prabhupada said that if you have any ambition, you should desire to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question? No question? So many devotees? Everyone's enthusiastic to go.